Perhaps the most satisfying part about last year's performance was the weak economy enabled us to focus significantly within the group in terms of productivity. We did many productivity initiatives, and these productivity initiatives enable us to bring our cost-income ratio to ground around 51.7% from a high of 55.7% last year. The 4% in drop is not something to just gloss over, because the top line was challenging, notwithstanding that the cost-income ratio went down significantly, which means the operating expenses we had are on to a very good trend, and in the next 12 to 18 months will benefit us quite significantly. Our pre-provision operating profit actually grew by 8% year on year, and that's due to what I just talked about. However, NPL climbed by about 70 pips from 2.3% to 3%, largely due to a lot of equipment financing that went into the mining and resource sector in the past. We continue to write this down, and also increasing COC in DSP. Full year net profit was at 2.4 trillion, a drop of 8% as compared with last year. One of the reasons, because we continue to take in substantial restructuring costs at about 182 billion. So that is more or less the top line sound bites, and happy to take your questions if you have any. Yes, Vera will now take you through the greater details, and the slides are up there.
Yeah, thank you, Xiao. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let me go through with you the detail of the 2015 result. I would like to start with the balance sheet. Overall loan declined by 7%. Later I go through with you business by business. But in short, like, I think Xiao has been highlighted. First, our loan very much impacted first because of the overall auto industry last year declined very, very substantial beyond our expectation. Two-wheelers dropped by, on average, it's about 18%, and followed by four-wheelers. This impact, I think, of course, our new financing throughout the year, because I think our market share in the two-wheelers and both four-wheelers is very substantial. That's why I think the contribution for Adira, first time since we acquired Adira Finance. In the last 10 years, first time Adira experienced a negative growth of 5%. So this is, I think, first, when you look at business by business, our loan declined first because of auto industry. Second, DSP declined by 23% year on year. Still challenging year last year. We are not only dealing with, I think, we are focused a lot last year in asset quality, particularly for DSP. The rest business grew positive year on year. Later, I go through with you the business by business. In terms of funding, I think current account declined 28%, savings 6%. But when we look at the overall CASA quality, I would say it's so much improved compared to a year before. Last year, we let go quite substantial our CASA, where the nature of the customer is a big ticket in size, and the interest rate is slightly different just compared to time deposit. So I think we focus so much, as Xiao mentioned, going forward, how to grow a quality CASA, granular CASA as well. That's how we started in 2015. Let go, I think, high cost CASA. That's impact, of course, on overall CASA of Danamon. But I must say, we closed the year with a better quality of CASA, which I think this is a starting point for us to grow further in 2016. Overall, in the income statement, PPOP grew by 8%. Bigger contribution first from net interest margin, which largely driven by cost of fund. We improved our cost of fund compared to a year before by 50 bps. We closed the year cost of fund, overall cost of fund 5.9% compared to a year before 6.4%. That's why when you look at our NIM, substantially improved since second quarter. In the second quarter, our NIM dropped to about 7.8%, and consecutively in the quarter, third quarter and fourth quarters improved substantially, and we closed the year, in the fourth quarter, NIM hit the highest at the 8.6%. So I think the contribution of CASA, the cost of fund, largely dominated by third-party funding. CASA, including time deposit, I think we selectively let go our time deposit as well, particularly very, very big ticket size. So our concentration risk has been improved as well throughout the year. Now when you look at the PPOP, first the contribution, as I said, come from the net interest margin. At the same time, we are lowering our LFR. We brought it down compared to a year before, LFR from 92.6% to 87.5%. So, of course, when the LFR decreased to the lower level, negative carry also increased because, you know, when you put the central bank, we earn only maximum 5%. But this is, I think, you know, our effort to improve overall liquidity. Last year, cost of credit year on year increased 30%. It's very, very substantial. We think the worst you see in 2015. I think we sure that this year is an improvement in terms of asset quality. There's a lot of effort in terms of recovery, business by business throughout the year for 2016 is our target. Now, for the key financial ratios, net interest margin 8.2%, slightly decreased compared to 2014. Unfortunately, our cost of credit stood to the highest in the fourth quarter, 4.5%. Now, compared to third quarter, before we closed the year, I think we booked a lot also provisioning. For some particular, some customers in the area like SME, commercial, particularly related to heavy equipment financing. So, this is, I think, at the end of the year, we build up the provisioning also. That's why our coverage ratio improved substantially in the fourth quarter. Cost to income ratio has been improved substantially despite our margin decline. This is, I think, as Siawan mentioned, our OPEX has been improved. I would say among top 10 banks, you might see only Dynamo on OPEX year on year decline by 8%. Our headcount, we closed the year with 50,000 headcount compared to a year before about 60,000 headcount. If you compare to 2013, our headcount, I would say almost 75,000, in that year. So we close the year about 50,000. We still have room to reduce or to, because we put a lot of effort to improve our productivity across business including in the support function. ROE declined about, at 7.4%, you can see our leverage, our asset to capital at the lowest at 6 times. So I think we have a very high capital, consolidated at 19.7%. I think Dynamo's focus is so much how to grow our asset, to leverage more on the capital. LFR, 87.5%. NPL growth at 3%. Of course, the denominator loan also declined by 7%, but nonetheless, I think we expect this year it should be an improvement, both COC including asset growth. Next slide, I think this is to show the trend, our effort to bring down our LFR to 87.5% throughout the year, improve our liquidity. Compared to LFR among Buku 3, on average, in 2015, Buku 3 about 99.8%. So you can see, I think actually the competition is very tight with among Buku 3 and Buku 2 as well. Next slide on the loan. Loan growth overall declined 7%. Corporate, commercial, pretty much flat. The one that declined that very substantial is asset-based financing. Year-on-year decline 32%. I think this we have been updated you from quarter to quarter. We have been cut our focus on this business, particularly heavy equipment related to mining. SME grew by 5%, consumer slightly declined by 3%. Mass market, show you on the next slide, which is Adira Finance, first time declined 9%. Of course, this year we expect auto finance, auto business, auto industry should be improved. Both two-wheelers and four-wheelers. If you check with the industry association, they only say it will be flat this year. Internally, our expectation, two-wheelers and four-wheelers, we expect the industry to grow between 3 to 4%. With this, Adira Finance, we expect to grow, I think, positive, on average about 5%. We expect we can improve our market share also this year for Adira Finance. DSP declined 23%. Still a very challenging year in 2015, because at the same time, we have to deal with asset quality. COC, particularly from DSP, we experienced this is the worst year, I think, for 2015 for DSP particularly. Our COC stood to the highest, including the NPL ratio above 8%. So much effort, I think, last year focused on asset quality. This year, we back focus again to asset growth. At the same time, we focus on recovery as well for DSP. Next slide, I will say show you on the NPL, 3%, largely dominated by, in terms of NPL, I will say the high increase largely dominated by DSP, but also I think come from asset-based financing related to heavy equipment. Slide 11, this is asset quality shown by sector. For Danamon, this is compared to industry. For Danamon, I think in terms of asset distribution, we are largely dominated under trading and household and processing, because like DSP is also classified under trading. Household is impacted also because of Adira Finance is classified under household as well. In terms of NPL, definitely you see we brought down mining. Despite the contribution, mining to overall Danamon loan is very, very small. It's only about 1.5%. NPL, we brought it down 10.6 to 1.6% at the end of the year through write-off. COC, as I mentioned before, peaked at the 4.5% at the end of the year, because also we book a lot of, I think we build up our provisioning. I think this year, I hope 2015 was the worst. This year we will focus a lot, I think, on the recovery, bring down hopefully the COC, including at the same time to grow the loan. Fee income, other than credit related fee, general insurance year on year grew by 9%. Non-auto, we grow much faster. Non-motor vehicle, they call it. Auto financing has been impacted because of the financing in the auto business. The rest, bank assurance year on year continue. We grow 19% year on year. This year, I would say general insurance, bank assurance will continue, I think, grow more than 10% this year. I think with this, I think this is, I think, my wrap-up about the 2015 results.
Thank you, Bufera. With this, I want to open the floor for questions.